The Tale of the Affidavit. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The director of national intelligence seeking to find out if the documents taken during the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate pose a security risk. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the report.
What this affidavit did was confirm that the Justice Department had mounting concerns over the nature and handling of the documents that were brought to Mar-a-Lago. It described that in January, Trump representatives turned over 15 boxes of records. By May, the Department of Justice determined that mixed in with other personal and unrelated work were highly classified documents.
U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon said on Saturday that she is planning to appoint a special master, who is often a former judge, to review the documents seized during the Mar-a-Lago raid. The former president posted on social media Saturday that the FBI raid is a disgrace. President Biden's new plan that forgives thousands of dollars in student loans, raising questions whether Americans will be paying for it with higher taxes. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The White House projects forgiving student loans up to $20,000 for some borrowers will cost $24 billion a year for 10 years. Deputy Director of the White House National Economic Council, Bharat Ramamurthy, says deficit reduction will more than offset the loan forgiveness.
And we're using a portion of that, a very small portion of it, to provide relief to middle-class families.
Analysis by the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business finds the student loan forgiveness plan could cost closer to $1 trillion over 10 years.
Mississippi is preparing for major flooding in areas surrounding the state's capital, Jackson. The Pearl River is expected to crest at around 36 feet by Monday.
If this happens, there will be dozens of streets in downtown Jackson that will flood.
That's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott still sending buses carrying migrants from the southern border to sanctuary cities like New York. Fox's Matt Finn reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Where we are in Eagle Pass, Texas, this is a scene that we see over and over again. The migrants are asked to stand typically in a single file as they're being processed, and then they'll be taken to a processing center here in Eagle Pass and perhaps end up all over the country. On Friday, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez toured the El Paso border, meeting with business leaders and law enforcement. Gonzalez says this is a humanitarian crisis, but there is also a financial cost for these overwhelmed border towns. Worth noting that there is a crisis happening all along the border. In Arizona, a lot of fentanyl has been pouring over in recent days and weeks.
A repeat offender arrested on murder charges in the death of a senior citizen. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
An unarmed man with a disability who used a walker to get around was brutally beaten with a metal pipe by a serial criminal who just 8 days earlier told a judge that he intended to kill another guy. According to police, his exact words were, quote, "I'm going to kill him a million times over." And yet, this violent repeat offender, 48-year-old Aaron Folk, was allowed back out on the street in downtown Seattle. Surveillance video shows the unprovoked attack. The victim, 66-year-old Rodney Peterman, is seen trying to steer clear of Folk as he holds a metal pipe.
A new documentary about the cycle of abuse within families.
Before Mary Kay Letourneau became infamous for sexually assaulting her 12-year-old student and eventually marrying him, her father made headlines for a different scandal in which the Republican politician in 1982, who was a member of the House of Representatives, was caught in an affair with a former student with whom he fathered two children.
She ended up imitating her father.
The special titled Mary Kay Letourneau: Notes on a Scandal premieres at 9 p.m. Eastern on ID.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.